good people. Do, 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 do. Welcome, welcome to Part-Time Alcoholics, the radio-friendly version. lol, that's just me. What's up? It's your boy, the Suburban Papa Action, aka your mom's ex-boyfriend, aka the taxi driver's nutritionist, aka Ban Ki-moon, aka sometimes you find me asleep on your couch. Quick announcement before we get into today's episode. This, it turns out, as a surprise, is probably going to be our last episode. At least in its current format. We might switch it up, you know. It might come back looking better, bigger, better, sexier than ever. But we're taking a break. We have just, you know, I think it's just like work schedules are getting a bit intense, and so it's just become very difficult to coordinate stuff, getting together now that we don't live together as well, like, you know, so getting together, getting everything done, producing everything in like a timely manner, and juggling careers and lives, really. So we're taking a small break, and you'll know when we're back. But as a result, this might be the last to hear from us for a while. Enjoy.
Hello. Welcome to Part-Time Alcoholics. Booze without the bullshit and the place where your mom comes to find out things to buy for her boyfriend. Not your dad. As per usual, you're joined by myself, the Suburban Papa Action, aka your mom's ex-boyfriend, aka sometimes I sleep on a tree, aka...
What?
Yeah, that's, remember you were mad at me about that. AKA, it is. AKA, Mr. It is what it is.
No, it be like that sometimes.
AKA, yeah. Mr. It be like that sometimes. it really does be like that sometimes. As per usual, we are joined by
6 feet the skins. Delicious.
Yes. AKA.
No, we're not doing the AKA.
AKA.
I just choose one, AKA
the most delicious vegan snack. AKA, I'm a all types of good life health choices. AKA, 7 rounds.
Oh, wow.
Seven.
Wow.
Seven. Seven. Whole clip in the cunt. Seven.
Yes, AKA, Mr. Full Clip.
Mr. Full Clip. Mr. Leave
none. I got
in
all the
shots.
Brap, 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 brap.
Must shoot the gun until it goes.
AKA, when I shoot the club up, I never run out of ammo.
Guns and Die Hard, Lethal Weapon.
That's so stupid.
And DIY Daddy.
AKA, Mandom, two claps. AKA, if you need it, I got it. AKA, babes, I can treat you better. Wow, yes, guys. Wow. And we're actually, as you can hear, we are off-site. We're at Coalition. Which, if nobody knows, Coalition is a very sexy pizza restaurant in Rosebank, Johannesburg. Because we know we got mad international listeners.
Yes.
So international listeners, if ever you come to South Africa, pop into Joburg, do the things.
One of the best date night pizza vibes in Joburg.
It is very date nighty, eh?
Yep.
We are surrounded by days.
Yes.
Yep.
I see someone on a date right now, and to be fair,
you're thinking of stealing his girl.
Yeah.
No. I can't say that. I'm a very Christian. I'm a Christian human.
Yeah.
You know, I love Jesus.
Are you a faithful
I love Jesus.
Listen, first of all, black men never cheat.
Okay.
Black men have never
scientifically
cheated.
Proven.
These are facts of science.
All right.
Second, I'm not in a position where I can cheat. I am a single man.
Okay.
Am I in conversations with? She did tell me I'm not allowed to discuss her on the podcast. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. But yes, so I'm just here having pizza like a good, faithful Christian human.
Okay, cool.
Are you starting a Christian rock band?
Mate, it's gonna be called White Genocide. It's gonna be great.
Wow.
We're gonna make really good Christian rock that everyone's gonna love.
Turn R&B
Rock and trap.
Like they said, like take all the R&B tracks and replace Baby with Jesus.
Jesus. Oh.
And you have a Christian rock track right there.
That's what I'm saying. I got it. Anyway, chaps, how we been doing?
Busy, eh? It is what it is. Busy, sleepless. It is. It's the time. The economy's back. It's coming back.
Is it?
Yes, it's coming back. It's coming back strong.
I don't know if the economy's coming back. All I know is that people are in the rows.
This guy just called himself the economy.
Nobody cares about Corona. People are buying, people are out in the streets, nobody cares about Corona anymore.
No, it is the... And I love the energy in the roads right now. There's something about, like, people outside are... People are trying to make bad choices.
And toxic women are coming in strong.
That is a question that we're going to deal with later.
Yeah.
Yes, you might notice we're stalling. We don't have our drinks yet. Because we're off-site, we've ordered drinks. They'll arrive. When they arrive, then we'll tell you what it is that we're doing. Until then, we had a couple of podcasts. I know in our days long pre-production meeting, we've had a couple of topics. Who wants to start what first?
We have some hot topics. I don't know, do we want to end with the serious topic?
Let's jump into the things, bro.
We all know the serious. The serious topic is ethnicity versus nationality.
Everybody cares about our opinions. So let's jump into the
things. Okay, the serious.
Facts don't matter.
Okay, so we can start with the serious. The whole thing that started with this whole thing of the teacher putting his nationality instead of ethnicity on his CV and then got caught for fraud or was attempted to be charged for fraud. So the whole thing is, what's more important? Your ethnicity or your nationality?
So to build it out a bit more, there was a teacher who, especially if you're not from South Africa, there is a teacher who is quote unquote colored.
Yes.
He ticked African on whatever form he ticked. They then said, nah, I'll fuck with that. We're gonna charge you for fraud.
For our American listeners, can we please define what
colored is basically literate.
Yeah.
Some version of, except, and it's weird because I was having this conversation with a person who shall not be named.
It's not a derogatory term.
It's a literal qualification. But it's also a very weird thing to explain to other people, because other people are like, hey yo, I thought you had black and then you had white.
Yeah.
And like, if you have a touch of the top brush, it means black. And if you don't, it means white. But, you know, Jimmy Van Donder, he was very upset about all types of things. So in South Africa, we have a whole, we classify to classify all the classifications. So there is colored, and colored is basically if you're somewhere in the middle. And there is now, because the other thing about it is there is an actual colored culture that has,
yes,
thanks to rape and blah, 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 but like there is a colored culture. Well, because where else do colored people come from?
Okay.
There weren't colored.
That's a touchy subject about the rape.
No, but that's
situation.
What I'm saying. Like, it's because white people rape mad people and then now they're the colored people.
Some colored people don't believe
that's
that.
That's not, I'm not even. Do I feel like I'm on a ledge here? I'm not on a ledge here. This is
okay,
this is okay. A factual thing.
It's facts, but people are not okay with facts. People are not okay with the fact.
You don't have to be okay with it. It's an actual factual.
Okay, like, cool. Mad people got raped.
Yeah.
And colored children were produced as a result.
Yeah.
Yes. And then that grew into its own thing, and then they classified people differently, and yes, long stories. If you want to find out about it, hit your Googles, do your Googles.
Yeah.
But yes, so this guy, colored man, ticked the African box.
Yeah.
They got sour with him. What are our thoughts?
Well, they got sour with him because it was a BE only position.
Yeah, but colored falls under BE.
No, but it was a black only position. It was in teaching. It was a black only position. And the only way he got that first interview was because he did not take colored in the colored in the box that he was, according to our dynamic, meant to take.
So here's the question. If you're colored, does that mean you're not black? Because in my mind, I think you are.
Well, in America, that's what it is.
Yeah, but America also hired a can of Fanta as a president, so
true.
So I
like orange soda.
I don't know that gets to be a thing. Like, and it is a thing. I know. I remember with Voldemort, this is a conversation that we used to have.
Yeah.
Are you black if you're colored?
See, the problem is if they've got legal definitions for it, and that's the problem with our countries. We do have a legal definition for it, so it is fraud. If you are signing any type of legal document and you're misrepresenting anything purposely, that's fraud. And the thing is now, if you were in Gabon and there are only African people in Gabon, and you that lexicon doesn't exist in Gabon, there are only people of Gabonese nationality.
Like, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so
you're black.
Like, so it's not fraud in their lexicon, but we have put in our legislation to define what and race is a construct, yeah. So you can argue against that and say it's a construct. What are you arguing against? But we have legal terms for this. But then, and you can't even plead ignorance, because pleading ignorance is not a justifiable argument in court.
Yeah.
So, in that situation with Gabon, what do people of mixed race religion, what are they allowed to choose, or do they have to take?
I don't even, it's not in their lexicon.
No, as I understand it, they just get counted as black.
Do they?
Okay, so the person I am speaking to,
yeah,
who I shan't name,
yeah,
is of mixed descent. And it's very light skinned.
Yes.
But
she white skinned it.
But in her and this is the thing, in her lexicon, she is black. She is as black as I am. So if you, and I think that's maybe what we're trying to get to with the lexicon thing, because if you never, with most other places, it's like if you have a touch of the tar brush.
I have an issue with that.
Yeah, but it's in our legislation, so we've gone
to
put it in our legal system. Other countries haven't, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, and then that's where the thing comes in, because, okay, yes, maybe legally it doesn't count as fraud. Like, yeah, in the legal and legal, people who don't do law love a good technicality. So technically, yes, probably it's fraud, but remember last time we spoke? We had a whole conversation about the laws and how just because laws are laws doesn't mean they're right.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, I feel like, where I'm sitting in this, where it's like,
sorry, I interrupted.
No, I was going to say, like, because the last thing I was going to say is, if we look at BE, for instance, BE even includes white women.
Yes.
So,
how?
Second from the bottom.
It's taken from above, but it does include white women. Because
yeah,
the broad-based BE is basically everyone who's not a white man.
Black female, black male, colored female, colored male. And it goes down, and taken from the bottom is white female.
Yeah, so like you can literally have 100% BE, well not 100%, but you can have a BE company that just has white women running it.
It won't match up to the score, so you can't apply for tenders and stuff, but you'll get a score.
Yeah, you'll get a BE certification.
But
yeah.
Not worth anything. It'll mean nothing almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe you have better insights there.
Cool. I have an issue with the whole thing of being able to take colored versus black versus Indian, because there are colored people who have African descendants further back than what I do, but I'm forced to take Indian.
Yeah.
Because of my what I look like. But even though third generation from me, I have Swazi family.
But that's
so there's colored people who don't have third generation black family. I have third generation black family, but I must take colored. I must take Indian. But they it's
but that's kind of exactly the whole point about race being a construct.
Yeah.
Because you're not really talking about someone's genetic heritage. You're just talking about you're just talking about their phenotypes. You're just talking about what they look like to you. Now, what someone looks like, because you can find someone who looks black as I am,
yeah,
who three generations down has a white parent.
Yeah.
Who not even three gen, maybe one generation down, like the thing we're talking about when we're talking about race isn't a thing that exists in that kind of sense. Like, look at logic. I don't fuss with logic, but logic is apparently black. That's the whitest dude in the world to
I
me.
I want Maury Povich to do a DNA test on the show. I would
love him to do it as well, because I don't think that guy's black. But apparently he's black.
I want to see Logic's apparently dad run to the cameraman.
Apparently Logic's dad is black. Like, not even it came from back there. Apparently Logic's whole dad is black.
Okay, okay.
But look at that guy. That guy passed the pencil test easy.
Look how different myself and Quaid look, but we have the same dad.
Exactly. Race is stupid. Take it.
Yeah.
But okay, then white people made it a thing. So now if we're gonna make it a thing, then we must make it a thing. It's like, you know when you go out and you don't want to be petty, but then someone's being petty, so you're like, alright, if we're gonna take it here, let's take it here.
Yeah.
Let's go. And that for me is my issue with race, because
for context, Quaid and I, we're step siblings, we have the same dad, Indian father, our mothers are different. We look so different, you will look at both of us and you'll never say we're siblings.
But and that, like, so this is why Cape Town is an issue for me.
Yeah.
Because of our country's history, there are groups of colored people, not all of them, but who do think that they're not black and who do think that they're better and whatever things. And so then that's the argument, because if you can derive benefits from being quote-unquote colored, fair, but then stay in your lane. You can't hop in and out. That's my only issue. If you're going to say I'm black, then you must be black. Whatever else, however else anyone else judges you, you must then be black. That's how you're gonna live.
Yeah.
Don't, oh no, sometimes I'm colored, sometimes I'm this, oh no, but colored culture is X, Y, Z.
But you don't get to say that.
Yeah, I'm also, yeah, you're right.
Someone like me, like, I have a very diverse family, and I can identify with all the different sects of my family. You don't get to define how I am.
And that's fair, yeah. But you also identify as black.
I do, but the thing is, when I'm with a mixed race family or when I'm with my Indian family, we connect on that level as well. So it's, you just said it, like the construct that we've created is stupid. When I'm with my family, I just see family. I don't see, okay, now I must put a colored accent on, or now I must do this on.
Yeah.
You're just with family.
That's fair, you're right.
Same.
Okay. Okay, I take that.
Because, for example, at family reunions in my family, and we have it every year, there's everything, there's even some, dude, there's every race that you could possibly think of at the same family reunion. And these are all as close as everybody else. So what do I take? I'm forced to take Indian because that's what I present.
And to be fair, this person said the same thing to me.
Yeah.
She said, yo, listen, you have the benefit of coming from a homogenous type of environment where we're all black. You don't have to, like, right up until the city, you don't have to deal with, oh, what type of boxes do you take, blah, blah, blah. And it is a question I think about with the city often because I'm like, yo, what box does she take? I personally would tell her to take the black box. But, and I think maybe Ndoye, you're right there. It's not really up to me to tell her what box to take. Like, it's her business.
But is it though?
And how she... No, look, yes, how society is going to treat you is going to be how society is going to treat you. But I can't tell her that. I can't invalidate the other side of her family.
She's in the same situation as the teacher.
Yeah.
So, if the city takes a black box, is she going to be like, dude, you can't. This is illegal.
I'll
you
have argue to my surname is Mkele.
Look, and that's my thing. Like, cause
she's Resedi Mkele, so yeah. It's...
And that's my thing. I personally would say take the black box. Go for it. And if they say you're committing fraud, I would be like, tell them to phone me. Tell them my number's here. Call me. You can have this up. But I also know she can say call her mom.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation.
If the tables are turned, you were the white person and Mercedes' mom was the black person, and she had still your surname, whatever Sam's surname is, does it change the box she takes?
I don't think so, but like, I also, and that's my point, I don't actually know. This is all very new for me in that particular sense, and that's why with this dude,
yeah.
Again, I would have just said, yes, he is black.
Okay.
I don't have an issue.
Whoever made a scene about this is mad petty.
Yeah, also, this is not really a story.
It really isn't.
No, son, this came out of the Western Cape from white people who was interviewed.
But that's the other problem, because it's Cape Town.
Yeah.
Everybody, Cape Town is the worst. Very nice place, it's very pretty, like blah blah blah, but Cape Town is the worst. Like, if you think South Africa's racist, it's because you've been to Cape Town.
Yeah.
Yes, South Africa is racist. Yes, there are issues. But you will never find a place that is more racist than Cape Town.
Yeah. Cape Town is the epitome of race issues in South Africa. It's the poster child of race issues.
It's Cape Town. So yes. Solve that. Look at us. We solved racism in 20 minutes.
So this is my thing. Like, I feel that no matter whether I take a box that says Indian, I have zero relation to people in India. I can't speak the language. I don't know the food, other than what we know as South African Indian food. I don't know the culture. My entire culture is South African. So again, it's about where your ancestry came from versus where you're actually born. Balotelli, dark as the night, he's an Italian man.
And that's kind of what happens when you live in a globalized world, right? Because
yeah.
You move around. Like, if I adopted a child, right, as a baby, Chinese kid, which I've always wanted to do until then, I've decided no more children are going to be in my life. But if I adopted a child, Chinese kid, I was gonna call him Mr. Thomas Oko.
Wow, yeah.
That was the whole plan.
Yeah.
Say
that
again?
Was Thomas Oko. Weapon of peace.
Weapon of peace?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also a kung fu name.
Yes.
Wow.
He was gonna get to school and be like, that's my name. And they were gonna, and everyone was gonna be confused. It was gonna be amazing.
Oh man, I love that.
But he would grow up black.
Culturally, yes.
That's the point.
It's like if we're making race, if race is a construct, then you can construct it into whatever you want.
And that's
your argument, right?
Yeah, that's my point. Like, just because he doesn't. Also, just the whole idea that black, even or Indian, is a culture. Because Indian is not a culture. In no. India,
yeah,
there are mad types of Indians.
Yeah, yeah.
That's inside India by itself.
Exactly. And South African Indians don't relate to India at all.
Yes. In South Africa, we have 11 official languages, and it's not but two or three of them that are white.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's English and Afrikaans. The rest are African languages, because they're... Before white people got here, we didn't look at ourselves as black or whatever. We looked, it was like, oh, there goes the vendor guy, there goes a...
some dude from house on the ground.
Man, he fell over and his dick held him up. He tripped over something and his dick caught him and said, no, don't fall. But that's the point. Like, it doesn't, none of it really makes sense. Yeah. But until we get to a point, and maybe that's the problem, because so, that's what old girl was saying. She was saying, it doesn't make sense. And I agree with her, but on the other side of the coin, we've legislated for it.
Yeah.
And whether or not it makes sense, certain groups of people, purely by accident of birth, have gotten certain types of benefits. It's why white people keep telling us, oh no, but relax, let it go. Because, yeah. Yes, fine, we all get that as a construct, but, and in their minds they're like, it's a construct, we can leave this, we can just move on from here. But your moving on from here is a very different place from someone else's moving on from here.
I had this exact conversation with management within my company, and it's about how, yes, if you do away with ethnicity as a classification and only wrong with nationality, it voids BEE. But also, when you get to management and senior management of companies, BEE doesn't work anymore, because no matter which company you go to in the entire South Africa or even in Africa, senior management and directorship and GM levels are white male.
Okay, dig into that.
So BEE hasn't solved the situation of a white male, matriculant by the way, being the boss of people of color who have degrees and have the position and the experience to have that position. They've secured that position and stayed in that position. So BEE doesn't affect that, especially in big companies who still make the BEE scores because of their number of employees. So if you're in a bank, for example, if all your tellers and all your store managers are black or colored or Indian, you still make your BEE score. But the people sitting at head office and senior management, still the people who benefited from apartheid, are still white female or white male who are in senior management and directorship programs.
But that's kind of the point about the benefits. Mm. Let's say you're a white CEO. You chat to your homies, like you put your boys on. Your boys are all white.
Exactly.
They put their boys on.
Exactly.
Next thing, we have a whole white senior management run company.
Now we have...
Fun story, sorry. So my mom, I was talking to my mom the other day, which is the director of a company that we were saying. But they had a very... Like, my mom's like, we had a very interesting argument. So they said something about... It was like, I don't know, it was like a throwaway comment, but they were like, oh, we should lynch them. I was like, mate, that's now the company is Jewish,
yeah.
So it's Jewish run, and most it's a family run company, so like most of the board members are brothers, cousins, that kind of thing. So I was like, mate, that's a wild thing to say. I'm like, what do you mean? Why is it wild? Like, I was like, imagine if I said, let's go gas those people.
Yeah.
And it had never occurred to them that, oh, that's the equivalent. Like, in their mind, it had never, like, it had just, like, never, and it's because we were talking about this earlier, whole thing, but it's like, white people like to isolate themselves, yeah. Right? And when you isolate themselves, you don't ever hear different things. So, in your mind, certain shit just starts to seem okay. So, you chat, you're sitting there with your friends talking about lynchings, right?
Because in your mind, that seems all right.
Yeah.
And then when someone says, mate, what are you doing? Now you're shocked. And we're all sitting here going, why are you shocked? Like, that's madness to say. Because in my mind, that's madness to say. Like, why would you say that? But they only know the other whites.
And they chill in that same group. And it's sort of festers. Like, if you were in the same situation with everybody has the same mentality, it can get toxic. When an open point of view becomes unappreciated. And then it's a situation, like, there's so many meetings where you go in and then you're the only person of color. Or they'll start the meeting and they guess what, they started in Afrikaans and you have to stop the meeting, like, guys, stop it. Even though I don't understand Afrikaans, it doesn't matter. But it's the point of, guys, where are you in Africa? This is South Africa.
This is also the thing. Guys, white people really don't think they live in Africa. They really don't think that they're in a continent full of, like, I never understand it. Like, what's going on, bro? Where do you think you live?
Yeah.
Why do you think this is London? Cool, we have some nice shit.
Then go there, we don't. Oh man, we don't even want
you. Never mind. I want to know how you got the name Kolosokon.
Kolosokon. It's actually so, when Lizzie was a baby, before Lizzie was born, when we were still workshopping names, my aunt was like, Kolosokon, that's the name. And she just did it because she, like, she wanted to fuck with Sam's parents. Because Sam's parents had said,
okay,
please can we give her a name that I can pronounce?
For context, Lizzie is mixed race.
Yeah. So Sam's parents were like, please give her a name I can pronounce. To which I say, listen, fuck you, she'll get the name she gets. But so, when my aunt heard this, that's when she was like, alright, let's go to Kolosokon. Like, let's go all the way in. And I remember when you told Sadie's mom, and she was like, not her mom, her grand. And she was like, ooh, are we sure? We were fucking with her.
Yeah.
But she got very tense. She got very tense. It was very funny.
Yeah. It is funny stressing white people out.
Oh, it's my favorite thing in the world.
It is funny.
Don't you do my favorite all the time.
We are all the Chinese people. We have mad Chinese people in South Africa, but we never see them. Like,
they're
where
in the rules,
they?
Bro.
Really?
They're in the rules.
No, they're not. What do you mean they're in the rules?
They're in the rule, like, heavy.
Chinese folk or people from a Southeast Asia situation. Where the fuck,
man,
are you?
I promise you, they're in, like, Free States, in Clarence, in, like, in Mthatha. In Mthatha, there's mad Chinese people.
Why are they here?
Mthatha. Mate.
Why are they here?
Because that's where it's Chinese.
Awesome.
Mate, this
is who.
No, mate. That's my point. Kolosokon would have done well, bro. He would have been fine.
They actually would not have questioned it. They'll be like, yes, we understand.
They'll be like, it is what it is. Because that's where, like, my assumption is that's where a lot of the, like, jobs that China's coming to do are. Like, Chinese people aren't here to do, like, KPMG. They're here to do, like, they're here to, like, solve the mining issues, build roads, blah, 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 all that thing. It's not here that their services are looked for.
Because we have the infrastructure here already. They're going to where the infrastructure is required.
Exactly. A lot of the Chinese companies which are here to build infrastructure. And we have infrastructure.
I understand that because for the, like, when the first time I saw, like, a Chinese guy who was actually, like, overalls and a hard hat, we were in Mozambique, and the dude literally speaking Portuguese to the person making the bread in Mozambique. Like,
it's fucking jarring, man.
Do you know how confusing it is to hear a Chinese person say, "Hey,
yeah"? That's fucking jarring, man.
Where did you hear this?
Traveling to Cape Town. Driving through
Kokstads, Carlsberg.
Wow. It's fucking jarring. It's jarring, but... And then this becomes my problem. Chinese people have left their country many thousands of kilometers away.
Yeah.
To come here. They've learned a language.
Yeah.
White people who love to talk about how African they are.
And they all have they have African tattoos.
They love it. It's their favorite thing. Ask a white person about Africa. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Africa is my home, it's my heart, it's my soul. Maybe. Just anything other than Sorbonne.
Oh my god.
Now you're defeated.
Yeah.
And that then becomes my confusion. That's why I have that fight with white people all the time. Because I'm like, mate, you can't say shit, but you can't say shit in the other.
Also, okay, we didn't come through as people or a group of power, but Indian people in South Africa don't know any South African. Oh, very rarely know, except the ones in Durban, they know Zulu. But like Joburg Indians, for example, don't know any other language we speak between English and Afrikaans at the most.
I'm just as confused about it, bro. Why?
Because it wasn't in school, dude. You know, hey, Indian people in school. It's a
no, but it's not even about school, because yeah. Even if you, again, so old girl and I, we have a lot of conversations. One of the things we're talking about, everyone who goes to Germany learns German.
Yeah.
Regardless of when you learn it in school, you learn German because it's that's what people speak.
Yeah.
And my point is,
I mean, Italy, they don't give you citizenship if you don't speak Italian.
Yeah.
And my point is, we speak other than so speak. Zulu, easiest language in the world to learn. Most commonly spoken language in the country. If you know Zulu, you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, mate, you can literally go to the priest and yes, someone might reply to you in Tswana or Sotho or whatever.
But it's an understanding.
But everyone knows Zulu.
It's like if you know Dutch or you know Afrikaans, you sort of can pick up a bit of German, you can pick up a bit of Dutch, you can even understand a little bit of Austrian, you can do what it does.
It's not even that they're similar languages. It's that everyone knows Zulu.
Okay.
Everyone knows Zulu. So, like for instance, Sotho and Tswana are not... They're not even vaguely similar to... They're different language groups from like the Nguni languages. So, Zulu, Xhosa, Ndebele, those ones. So they're entirely different language groups. But, someone in the Free State, in the middle of it, if I go there and I speak to them in Zulu, they won't respond to me in Zulu, but they will hear what I'm saying.
Okay.
And my problem
is... And if they
is,
respond, you're gonna understand them.
Yeah, they will respond, you will understand what you understand, and you'll have a conversation.
Okay.
Maybe not the world's most fluent conversation, but you'll figure it out.
Alright.
The problem I have is when it's like... How... People don't even have like the basic of... Man, because it's not even just Zulu. Speak something.
Because this African schooling system has forced Afrikaans as a second language.
I chose Afrikaans as a second language because my friends were in Afrikaans. But I started out doing Swati. I did, like, there's you can, depending on what areas you're in.
Yeah.
So like in Joburg, generally your second language will either be, like, it'll be like Zulu, Sotho, Xhosa, somewhere around there. But depending where you are, they're mad second language options.
Yeah.
No one's forced to do Afrikaans.
Well, not now, but back when we were in early days of high school, Afrikaans was like almost our only option. If not, it was French.
But my problem is not then, it's now.
Yeah, now.
Because now people are still doing the same shit.
This is the thing.
Right now, today, people are still like, oh, let me learn Afrikaans. Why? They're going extinct.
Dude. Okay, because also in South Africa, the stats concerning race is it's 80% black African. There's a ton of people who have been forced into the colored category, but actually they sort of... This is more of a situation of do they get to choose. The next biggest is just over 10% is white people. in South Africa.
No, my point, 1 in 10 people is white. That's yes. 1 in 10 people. That yes. means, man, I have to find 10 other people, technically. Yeah. Well, technically, that's what it should be.
Technically, that's what it should be.
I should have to bump into 9 people before I bump into a white person.
Yes.
And yet, we can all go to places and find mad whites.
Because tons of whites. We live...
How?
We live in the middle to upper class.
No, and there is the problem. Because...
Because they own 90% of the capital wealth.
And that's why they're isolating themselves. Let me tell you, I'm going to take your house, bro. Whites, I'm going to take your house, bro. I'm ready.
Tell me about why they're going extinct.
Of course, people. Because they're inbreed, bro. These are factual. These are actual factuals. There's, first off, no way there can be 3 million of you in a country of 60 million people and you're not inbreeding. Mate.
Oranya must be down here.
And fuck all. Because all Afghan people are always like, oh no, you can only marry Afghan
people,
right?
I would like to know, what's the Downsy population of Orania, percentage-wise?
Mate, Luke Gehring is rampant. Luke Gehring is running through that.
Shit.
Just change up your jeans, bro. That's fine. Guys, let me tell you. Pussy slaps.
Yeah.
It slaps, and it's not race specific, it slaps. Find yourself another type of girl. Do something new. Why do you just want to fuck white bitches? If you are white, why do you want to fuck white bitches?
Exactly, I think it's a thing of either being scared or being stuck in your comfort zone. But I think once you make the first step, Like once you make that first step, I think the rest of the steps are easier. It's just that white people have not made that first step across the border of their own race.
Who am I scared of white? What are you scared of?
I don't know what they're scared of. Honestly, all of us have done all the races. I don't know what they're scared of. We can't speak on the same perspective.
Oh no, I haven't done all of them. I'm one lift.
This is what I'm complaining about Chinese people. I haven't done Chinese, guys.
Okay, technically they're not going to, but anyway. The one I'm thinking about, and we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy myself an Indian girl.
Well.
We'll take that conversation offline.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, okay. Let's do the thing we came here to do.
So, last week we did a single malt 12 year. What is called Glenmorangie?
Glenmorangie.
It's an Irish single malt 12 year.
I like Irish whiskey.
It's called Devars. D-E-W-A-R apostrophe S.
Are you guys podcasting?
Yes, we are.
And it's a single malt, it's a 12
year. Grab a seat if you want.
And honestly, it's not much different than the malt.
Than Glenmore.
Yeah, but it's a lot smoother. It's a lot smoother.
It is smoother, but I think it's different as well.
Not,
it's a little sweeter.
Well, it's an Irish single malt, so you expect it to be sweeter. Which is a great thing in terms of an Irish sort of an Irish single malt whiskey, that it is generally going to be sweeter like all Irish whiskeys are. But in terms of smoothness and in terms of, like, you know the smoothness I was always on last week about the, or not last week, the week, whenever, for the Glenmorangie, that's not smooth enough. This is the point.
Look, this kind of slaps. I don't know how much it costs, but it kind of slaps.
It costs the same as a Johnny Black, so you're looking at under $300 a bottle.
Really?
Yeah. And it is fantastic. The problem is with this is they do it in such small batches that you're gonna find it. It's gonna be very hard to find in a bottle store. But Devars, if you can find a 12-year-old Devars, it's gonna be easy to the pockets and it's gonna be excellent tasting. Easy at a house party, easy with whiskey drinkers. It's Irish, so it is kind of sweeter.
On the whiskey list,
yeah.
Where do you sit it?
One place above Johnny Double Black. So it's going to be...
How many places below Poach?
2 places below Poach. Yes. In between is going to be the original Singleton.
One day.
That's our place.
One day, We're gonna have Sexton on this.
Okay.
So the reason I can't rate it as highly as you're doing is because turns out I really like Irish whiskey.
Irish whiskey.
Yes.
Hello.
And sorry,
Irish
that is our.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I like women from
that's
wherever
our producer
they come
for
from.
The night.
I like women from wherever they come from. I'm not. As long as you're cool, I'm cool.
Irish whiskey is generally sweeter than Scottish, especially in the single malts. You don't get a lot of Irish single malts.
Yeah, Scottish always feels like I'm licking a barrel.
Well, I do like the wood taste per se, but that's.
One day I'm gonna make a very bad choice.
Today might be that choice. all I'm saying, she came over here for a reason. Anyway, sorry. Oh my god. Okay, that's gonna be the podcast.
Edit point.
Yeah.
Edit point.
No, not late twice. Late.
Anyway. So, basically, out of 10, give us.
Out of 10 for the price point, it's better than Johnny Double Black. And it's around about the same price. So, the Vaz, if you can find the Vaz 12, yeah, single malt Irish. It is the one, hey. It's a vibe. But the problem is finding it. They make it in such small batches, you're gonna have a struggle.
Look, I box with it.
Yeah.
For me, it's very much in the same category as my wife. Like, it's easy to drink.
Yeah.
Nice. Not super special, but not bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, for me, it's very middle of the road. Very middle of the road. Maybe, yeah, around the same place as my wife. Like,
okay.
It's.
So, not better than Pogues, two places down.
Not likely. Better than Pogues. Not better than Pogues.
I think we're rating it similar.
Not better than Buffalo Trace. Yeah, not better than most of the things.
But, okay, better than Johnny Black. So, if you can find it.
The podcast is finished.
Almost.
Yes. So.
Yeah. You're in it.
This is what happens when you record off site.
Yeah.
You can't control for variables.
So just rate it.
But yes. So
rate it and wrap it up.
Price point, taste, everything, I'm gonna give it a 6.5 out of 10.
You? Are you drinking?
The bars.
Yeah, 6.5. I'll give it a pass mark. Like, it gets
five.
A C.
Oh, so, six.
Yeah. Like
70-ish. 60. Yeah. So 6, 6.5.
6.
Yeah, aside. I think it's way that.
What?
Aside.
Smooth.
You see?
It's very, very smooth.
What are you giving it out of 10?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
It's 8. It's very
there
smooth.
There we go.
Introduce yourself. Now you're here.
Introduce yourself.
Talking to
the world, my guy. So.
Okay.
This Sheldon.
Rated. Give us a rating.
So we have, yes, just in case.
We have a guess.
If you guys got tired of just us asking and talking about things.
There we go. So you think we're lying, yeah.
We have a new person. Sheldon, tell us what
Sheldon
you
think. Sheldon.
Young Sheldon. Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
Old and old, okay, but what did you just drink?
The bars.
That's very smooth. Didn't catch my throat. It went down very smooth, honestly.
Out of 10?
Out of 10. I'll give it an 8.
8 out of 10.
Very smooth.
Look at us, we are snobs.
Yes, we are smooth.
It's very smooth.
Also, we've been doing this podcast for a year and a half now, and
what
we tested a lot of whiskeys.
I didn't drink it. I'm drinking water.
Well, all right then. That is us. This is a shorter episode than usual because fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. We're trying to be in these streets. thanks very much for listening.
Okay, what else do you have for me to taste?
Listen,
oh my god, man's taking my whole drink. Imagine.
Thanks very much for coming, everybody. Fuck off.